Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District in Warren Forest and McKean Counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has been in session this week. There's been a lot of activity, a lot of legislation has been voted on, things coming up, but you had something on the floor that recognizes someone who is really worthy of recognition, somebody from your area who was in service. What's going on here?
Absolutely. Today I was honored and had the privilege of honoring Sergeant Giesen, who was born in Kane in McKean County. And on Tuesday, we acknowledged his service to our country and his ultimate sacrifice to our country and his love for his fellow man in serving our country. So I was very honored. I had spoken with the family about this young man, and we lost a very great young man from the 65th Legislative District. And I was honored to honor this young man for his service to the United States.
Also, there's been some action in terms of legislation that would hopefully improve safety on Pennsylvania roads. What's going on with this bill? I know it's been, to a certain extent, controversial, but it just recently passed.
This was Senate Bill 314. The citizens around Pennsylvania have become extremely concerned when they're on the highway and seeing that people are using their cell phones for texting. So what Senate Bill 314 does is prohibits drivers from sending, reading, or writing a text message from a wireless communication device while an automobile is in motion. And anyone who is found texting while driving will face a $50 fine. Now, we all know that the automobile industry is kind of stepping up to the plate as far as technology and putting the devices, wireless phones, right in the car so you don't have to hold a cell phone while driving and you can still have a conversation in your automobile if you choose to do so. But texting is now, once the governor signs the bill, will be banned in the state of Pennsylvania.
There's also been a lot of talk about the Marcellus Shale drilling and the kind of impacts that it has on local governments and on local roads and stuff like that. I understand there's some legislation in the works that could address this.
Again, Mike, we're talking about House Bill 1950. It's the House GOP Marcellus Impact Bill. This was voted out of finance this week. During that committee meeting, I did make some statements regarding the impact fee, that we don't just see negative impacts from the industry, we see some positive impacts as well. And as I have said many times, and my constituents know, we live in the home of the oil and gas industry, and it's basically the lifeblood as far as employment in the 65th Legislative District. We see a lot of positive impacts. We certainly live in an area where we have clean air, clean water, lots of trees, and we want that to continue. There have been a lot of concerns around the state regarding the what they say are the negative impacts of the industry. But again, we can't overlook the fact that the industry has put over $400 million into bringing roads and many times higher standards than what they began with. They've built hotels, motels in the northern tier, Tioga, Bradford, Sullivan. I believe the unemployment rate is around 4%. So when we talk about impact, I always try to talk about the positive impact of the industry that it has had, especially when you are looking at a 4% unemployment rate compared to a 9% in many other counties. That's pretty significant. It is about jobs. That's what government wants. And even in Washington today, they're talking about jobs, jobs, jobs. Here's an industry that does provide jobs, but at the end of the day, obviously, we want them to be good stewards, and that is what I have seen for the most part in the 65th Legislative District. We want that to continue. Now, in this bill, it will go back to the counties to decide whether or not to adopt a fee from the Marcellus drillers, and there's a list of what that money can be used for. This bill is in the beginning stages in the House. I'm sure it will have some changes before it comes to the floor, but we do have an impact bill out there for Marcellus.
Also, there's been a lot of talk about the redistricting process. That's something that happens every 10 years in Pennsylvania, and it's going to affect particularly the northwestern part of the state. What's going on with it, and what can folks expect, particularly in your area?
Well, it's been a harrowing last couple weeks with the legislators dealing with redistricting and kind of an antsy feeling of what's going to happen to the lines, where am I going to go? In the 65th Legislative District, the preliminary plan, and I say preliminary, is the result of having three seats taken from the West because of population loss. Representative John Evans has declared that he will not be seeking another term, so that legislative district was taken from northwestern Pennsylvania. So at this point in time, I still have most of Warren County, all of Forest County, and have moved now into Crawford County, which, going back to the last topic, I'm very pleased to say that the district will contain now the very first oil well in Titusville, which I will be happy to serve. It's always challenging to have to leave the people that you were serving, and for the most part, looking at the map, I'm pretty pleased. Don't know what the geographical area is at this point in time, but I will be happy to serve wherever the lines are in the 65th. And at the end of the day, I think the 65th district will end up with some good boundaries that I'll be pleased to serve.
Representative Rapp, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp.